I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, 3 o'clock hour here. Starting a little bit late, but we had to go a little long with DBJ because we gave him some bangers this time.
That's funny.
Going to be dependent on the game as to whether he can work some of those in or not. I have this very confident feeling. People are going to... They're going to do the same thing they always do. I'm very confident about the Canes against Notre Dame, which is a very difficult game. But I'm more confident about the Dolphins over the Colts in week one. And I know the Colts are favorites. I just think the Dolphins are a better team. I'm going to be very disappointed. Canes lose Sunday night is what it is. If they're competitive, I kind of like what Solana said to DBJ. I mean, Carson Beck, this is a typical SEC game for him. Like the, yeah. There's, you know, and so there's an advantage there. Now they hold their own and end up losing to a very good Notre Dame team. I'm fine with that. If the Dolphins don't beat the Colts, and again, I understand they're on the road and I know the Colts are favored. If the Dolphins don't beat the Colts, that's a little bit of a worrying sign for me because I just think they're that much of a better team.
100% agree. You don't have to do the must win and all that. I am so confident the Dolphins can beat the Colts because of the fact that Mike McDaniels now, Tua is healthy, the line, he has new weapons, Ollie Gordon can get the first downs. I am way more confident. I don't know how far you are. I'm way more confident in the Dolphins beating the Colts than the Canes whooping Notre Dame. The Bane line you brought up, my reference was – like Notre Dame wants to play nasty. They want to wrestle. They want to live in darkness. They were born in darkness, and the Canes have now molded themselves to adopt the darkness of that. And that's why I keep saying I don't want to be negative. I'm a closet Canes fan, Hawk. I don't want them to dive in the mud with Notre Dame. I was just up there. Like, I saw how they coach. I saw how the guys even walk out the line. They're like nasty, big, nasty, you know, pork rind and Frito eating dudes. They want you to come and grab their chest. They don't want to run around and do all that.
Speaking of the Hurricanes, John Ruth is going to join us this hour. He famously played Sebastian the Ibis in the 80s when I was there. And Sebastian the Ibis is going into the Mascot Hall of Fame during the game on Sunday night. But also, more importantly, speaking of the Hurricanes, Uncle Luke will join us in the 4 o'clock hour. And that dude, you know, he rocks the Canes gear. He's all about the Hurricanes. And Uncle Luke will give us his opinions on Kane's Notre Dame.
They like to call it the state of Miami. If it really was a state, he could win a political office.
He's talked about that before. He's talked about running for governor before. He's talked about it.
I don't know how it's going to go over in Tampa, but in South Florida, he sure would get the votes.
15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 2nd. Learn more at Lexus.com. I mentioned it yesterday on the show and just talking about the Dolphins and the Colts. On sportsbetting.ag, Mike McDaniel is the odds-on favorite as first NFL coach fired. Odds-on favorite at 2-1. And all I would say is this, that narrative is going to catch fire if they lose week one in Indy.
100%.
Because then everyone is going to go, oh, yeah, they had players staying late at practice. Oh, nobody's showing up late to meetings anymore. Oh, they got rid of the bad apples. Like, all that stuff is going to fly right out the window. And everyone's going to say, yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing. Yep. And so this game one is so important. Again, I think he's going to be fine. I still think he's a very good coach. I like him a lot, and I think he's going to prove the doubters wrong. But sportsbetting.ag does have him as the most likely head coach to lose their job this season.
And we talked about this. What the second one is Daboll.
Brian Daboll, yeah.
In New York, but Daboll has – Jackson Dart to fall back on. So they lose a couple games with Russell Wilson. Now he brings his young guy in, and then that's a whole reset for him. If the Dolphins lose a couple games, there's no reset for McDaniels. You have your Pro Bowl quarterback. You have all the weapons. We went out and drafted a guard. We signed a guard. We have the guys that you wanted, Patrick Paul and Austin Jackson on the edges. Like, everything is supposed to come together offensively for Mike McDaniel being this offensive guru. And if they go out there and can't score no points against the Colts, that seat is going to get extremely warm.
Yep. It's going to be a real warning sign for a lot of folks, me included. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Durrell Hyundai. The number one Hyundai store in the nation just went full beast mode. Durrell Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one.
Couple practice notes from the Miami Dolphins today. Mike McDaniel did speak to the media. Tyreek Hill back at practice today. Devon Achane was at practice as well. He didn't necessarily practice, but he was out there shooting the bleep with Tyreek, Jalen Waddle. At least he was present.
Hey,
they got a whole nother week, right? Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
I keep getting fooled. I was like, oh, it's Thursday. I got to get into some of these suicide pools. And then I was like, oh, wait, one more week. Right. Starts 1 week from tonight. You got Thursday night football 1 week from tonight.
I know.
I love this time of year.
Oh, my goodness. My wife isn't a big fan, but I love it.
My wife loves it. I'm out of pocket for a few months. I don't need anything from her.
They play every night. Yeah, man, this Maction on Tuesday. They're
really
good teams.
There really are games. And like next week, you've got the Thursday night game. Then OG the second is in the Friday night game from Brazil. Like, there, I mean, it is about to ramp up, man. Starting at 5:30 tonight with USF.
Yes, sir.
We're calling them a college football team again.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Oh,
who do they play tonight? I don't even know.
Boise, who's ranked 25th in the nation.
Wow.
Oh, all right.
They're going to run off the field.
They host Boise. Remember, Boise lost Ashton Jeanty, who was, I think, responsible for 99.8% of their offense a season ago.
Their offense.
You know what? And I have a bad taste in my mouth about USF, because we were up in Tampa recently for my daughter's basketball thing. They run you off of their lakes. Like, I'm with my son. I'm not selling drugs. I can't just fish a little bit. They run you away from all their lakes.
You run people off your lake all the time, you said.
Private lake. It's private lake.
I'll read you
Doesn't Miami play USF this year?
Yeah, week 3.
Yeah.
Remember they played him last year at USF, and oh, that was the upset alert. Oh, upset alert. Oh, the Bulls are going to take out Miami. And Cam Ward went in there, and by the third quarter, everybody had left that stadium. That was a USF Bull fan, every single person, including Josh Appel.
So week four, the Canes and the Gators play. Y'all play y'all tough opponent week one, Notre Dame. We play week three against LSU. The other two are peanut vendors that we're both playing. So we can go into week four, 3-0. That's when it would be something
fun. Well, I'm not calling USF a peanut vendor. That's not Long Island University. Didn't USF, was it last season that they hung with Alabama for like three quarters?
No, that was 8 years ago.
It was last season.
They're peanut vendors.
They are not a peanut vendor.
By the way, one more Dolphins note, and then I'll read you some of the other college football games tonight. Jalen Wright had a small procedure, according to Mike McDaniel, and he's going to be out. Could be back in September, according to McCoachin.
On what?
We don't know.
Oh, okay. Lower body, I'm scared. Upper body, who cares?
I mean, it could have been a filling.
He had a root canal and he's missing a week?
You just said it was a procedure, right?
Small procedure is all we know.
Small procedure. Could have had a tattoo. Who knows? Be anything.
NFL coaches aren't announcing root canals and tattoos.
Well, maybe he doesn't know. I mean, you know Mike McDaniel. Anything goes in that organization.
Meeting starts about 7, 7:20, 7:40, whatever you want to show up. Just come
I'll
on
be
through.
There tomorrow.
Yesterday, Leo Messi scored the go-ahead goal in the 87th minute of the League's Cup semifinal, and then you had another goal in stoppage time to seal the victory. Inter Miami is back in the League's Cup final.
All right, very cool.
Awesome scenes at Chase Stadium yesterday.
Was it packed?
Slammed.
Yeah, sold out?
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, Los Madelines open up a three-game series. Actually, today's Thursday. Four-game series on the road at the New York Mets. Here we go. Here's the...
this USF game on TV, by the way?
Yes. ESPN, 5:30. It's in South Florida at Raymond James.
All right.
In South Florida?
Yeah, it's in...
At South Florida.
South Florida. Oh, I was about to say Tampa. Yeah. That's Raymond James. It's Tampa, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, what's the name of the school?
I know. It's a weird name because it's not really South Florida.
No. That's why I got confused.
Mm. The dumb name.
It is.
Because they won't let a son and their father fish in a lake in the middle of nowhere.
Not certain that has anything to do with it, but whatever works.
Museum of Science and Industry. Nobody wants to go to that garbage.
Also, naming yourself the Bulls. Like, come on. There's the Chicago Bulls already. It could have been a little bit more
And what
creative.
Does that have to do with Tampa?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Are there Bulls in Tampa?
No Bulls in Tampa. I lived in Tampa 10 years. Never saw a Bull. Should be called the Mosquitoes, is what they should be called.
Because even, like, I remember when the Florida Panthers were named. I was unaware that there were Panthers in Florida. Did anyone else know this?
Yeah.
You knew there were Panthers?
Well, you know, I go out there with out there to those little hunting camps and all out in the middle of the Everglades, yeah.
You're not hunting Panthers, though.
No, but they have Panthers on Green Glades West and East. The Ron Bergeron, he owns all this land in the middle of nowhere. And they have, like, pet Panthers. That's what I knew. I just had
to drive up to Tampa to see my son at UT. There's billboards for like boar hunting, wild boar hunting, like that. I know, but what does a bull have to do with South Florida? And by the way, South Florida is not even in South Florida. But like, what does a bull have to do with it?
They're heavy. There's no cowboys in Tampa,
right? I don't understand. I don't. You know. I don't know. I don't get it. If you're talking about, there's already a team and whatever, I mean, you're FIU Panthers, Solana. There's kind of a Panthers team already.
FIU.
What are they?
the FIU Panthers were the Panthers before the Florida Panthers.
No, they were the Golden Panthers.
Yeah, there's none of those down here.
By the way, Hawk, not your fault, truthfully, that you didn't know Panthers existed here. They are endangered. Tough to see them. You almost never see them here. It's like they don't even exist.
How many Panthers are left in the state of Florida?
17.
I've seen them probably 30 times. It might have been the same one just running a circle, though.
There's estimated, according to AI Overview on Google, there's estimated to be 120 to 230 adult Florida Panthers in the wild. With
That's it?
Core breeding population primarily located in southwest Florida.
Oh, by the Bergeron Ranch. There you go.
Not that way, yeah. I'm telling you. There's a panther that just walks around the same island.
Bro, last night, got home a little late, grabbing some stuff out of the trunk. Family of raccoons just comes walking right up to my car. I'm there. I'm like, what do I do? So I just,
Yeah, you got to get out of there.
And they just ran away. They ran away.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you got to run away.
Man.
But they were, they seemed friendly. Like they were just coming to say
what's up. Oh, rabies. You probably have rabies right now.
Well, bite the hell out of you. They're not endangered.
Raccoons are mean.
And nasty little jokers. Well, I catch them all the time in our backyard by our garbage cans.
Oh, look at that. Jimmy just said, in the 1960s, students and leaders at USF reasoned that since Florida was a cattle-raising state, a bull would be fitting as a mascot, similar to the Texas Longhorns.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I don't associate Florida with cattle raising. I might be wrong.
I think those students and leaders were high.
It's a marijuana state or something. There's no one says, let me go to Florida to get buy some cattle.
Wow. AI overview. Yes, Florida has a long and significant history as a cattle raising state. We all just might be stupid.
But cattle raising versus bulls being walking around. Are there any bulls walking around in any state?
No, they're all owned by people. I watch Yellowstone.
There's no wild bulls?
No, no, I'm a professional at this. Yellowstone. Kevin Costner.
Right. No, I will give you the floor on that because like I'm the aviation expert on the show. Because of the shows that I watch. Yeah.
They brand them so they know what cow.
So there's no wild bulls.
What's a bull?
I don't know. I didn't want to ask, but what is that? That's a cow?
A male cow.
Boy cow.
A male cow.
Boy cow.
Mm-hmm. Boy cow.
Mm-hmm.
And then a female cow is?
Cow.
A cow.
What's a steer?
Great question.
Big bull.
You sure
so
about
one
that?
Of the bigger boys, Debo.
Yeah, yeah. The bully bull is the steer.
Really? Huh.
Mm. What's a heifer?
Now, what about the Miami Marlins? Are there Marlins in South Florida?
High school girlfriend.
I was launching a great easy joke there, and no one dug it. And I said, "What is a female cow?" And nobody went for it.
Marlins?
Are there Marlin in South Florida?
Yes, yeah. There's Marlin.
Yeah.
Billfish. Talked about this. Marlin, swordfish, sailfish. Yeah. All
they're
fish.
In, like, it makes sense to be the Miami Marlins?
Yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Let me just go through all the teams here. Definitely is hot down here, so the heat works. And the Dolphins, they still around?
Yes.
They're still Dolphins?
This is a bunch of dolphins. Huh?
What's the difference between a dolphin and a porpoise?
Nose length.
Really?
No, that's not true. Okay. No, it's really not. This is my expertise, marine biology.
Goes.
Marine biology happens to be my
also
expertise.
Also, porpoise pod.
He's a marine
And
biologist.
I was the host of the porpoise pod.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's no such thing as just like dolphin. That's just a generic term. There's different types of dolphins. The dolphin that we're accustomed to seeing, Flipper, or the dolphin's mascot, is a bottlenose dolphin. A porpoise is just another type of dolphin or dolphin. Bottlenose dolphin is another type of porpoise.
And when you say the dolphin we're accustomed to seeing, Flipper, has Flipper been seen since the 70s?
Well, the conditions at the Miami Seaquarium are a little questionable. So that's a good point by you, Hawk.
Is that where Flipper was?
Yeah. They filmed it at the Miami Seaquarium.
It's over for him.
Interesting. What's the lifespan of a dolphin?
Pretty good amount.
Yeah. Pretty good.
They live a good life. 50 plus years, easy.
So really? All dolphins are porpoises.
Yes.
Oh. To learn something, thank you.
I think. Are all dolphins porpoises?
What about if you go further north, like to Tampa, the Buccaneers?
Never mind. No, not all dolphins are porpoises.
And they also live 6 years.
They are separate groups of marine mammals within the toothed whale suborder. The key differences include dolphins' pointed cone-shaped teeth and beaks versus porpoises' flat spade-shaped teeth and
beaks.
Blunt. Well, I was basically right.
It's the beak. I told you, it's the beak and the face.
Damn.
Buccaneers are pirates.
Right. Were there any in Florida?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There were?
Yep.
Back in the day, yeah, they came. Tampa was a big Tampa Bay. They bring the ships into. I know this. I lived in Tampa.
Yeah, I watched Pirates of the Caribbean. Captain Barbossa.
Yeah, I saw Captain Phillips.
Good movie.
Somali pirates.
That makes you the master of Somali pirates?
I feel like I know a little bit of something about pirates, which is why I was curious if they were ever in Florida.
Yeah. I just know, like, the pirates had automatic weapons. They had big hoses. Why didn't they have a little more something to protect themselves?
Seemed silly.
I'm going to spray a hose at you? Give me a super soaker. This guy has an AK. I was upset by their security program.
And then the Jaguars. Are there Jaguars in Florida?
I don't think so.
Then why'd they call them the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Mm-hmm. Same drunk people over in Tampa named them.
No, there are no wild jaguars currently living in Florida.
Were there ever?
I'm reading.
I know y'all don't want to give us credit, but UF has the most amazing Florida name of all.
Or gators.
If you think of Florida, the first animal pops in your mind is a gator.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Mm. What is it?
Cat.
A domesticated cat?
Yeah, tabby. All right, do we have anything else in the headlines? I don't know what happened here.
Those are your sports headlines.
No, the animal I think of most, of course, is the Flanagan's duck.
Right. What's the official state animal of Florida? Isn't it like it's a bird, isn't it?
I think it might be a panther.
I would guess panther.
It is, yeah. The Florida panther is the state animal of Florida.
There's bobcats in Davie.
Really?
Yeah. They're ugly little jokers, too. They have a real big head, a little tiny body. Like, they should fall over.
Can you survive a bobcat strike? Like, yeah. Can a human survive a bobcat strike?
100%. Absolutely not. Nope.
Hawk, I see them. They're like 15 pounds. They're tiny little jokers.
Yeah.
You're talking about a schnauzer. I'm talking about a bobcat.
Bobcats are not. I was surprised
how
small.
You can't survive a bobcat attack.
Huck, I'll smack his face and he's going to run under a tree.
A bobcat.
A bobcat. Huck, I see them.
No, you don't.
I see them in that. There's a wildlife preserve round the corner. You'll see them walking at night. They're little,
the ones that end up at the reserves are the weaklings that can't. I mean, those are like special needs bobcats.
So that wasn't his head. That was a helmet they put on.
It's like going to see the, you know, a turtle rescue place. You go, oh, these turtles or whatever. Yeah, you think about who ends up at the turtle rescue place. The dumb ones who eat a straw.
I love how Crowder lives around the corner from everything. Just in this segment, he lives around the corner from the Everglades. He lives around the corner from a bobcat preserve. Like, you're just, I didn't know Davie was the epicenter of everything in Florida.
Look at that. Jimmy says, a human can survive an encounter with a bobcat, as attacks are extremely rare and bobcats are not considered a major threat to humans.
It's a pug. Could a pug kill you?
Oh, it's not a pug. I don't think you guys know what a bobcat is.
It's 15 to 30 pounds. It's a little baby. It's tiny.
I don't think so.
I think I could take Kemba Walker.
If you have a broom, the bobcat couldn't even get to you.
Now, what am I going to be doing with a broom? All right, come on, we got to get to John.
Your weather, it's 90 degrees or something. I don't know. That's your weather.
All right. John Ruth is going to join us next. Famously, Sebastian the Ibis in the 80s and Sebastian the Ibis going into the Mascot Hall of Fame on Sunday during the Canes Notre Dame game. So we'll talk with him in a moment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
50-yard field goal from the left hash. Snap is down. Bunyan's kick is on the way. And it's no good.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This will be fun because Sunday night, not just a football game, there's a very important Hall of Fame induction going on. John Ruth is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. John Ruth is the executive director of the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum. But maybe more importantly, he was one of the greatest mascots in the history of sports. Actually, he's been a number of the greatest mascots in the history of sports, and he's been on the show a number of times. He also has season tickets to the Masters, but that's another story. So this Sunday night at Hard Rock Stadium, Sebastian the Ibis, made famous by John Ruth, will be inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame. Now, I don't admittedly follow the Mascot Hall of Fame too much. Has Sebastian been snubbed for a long time? Is this long overdue?
Well, I think it's long overdue. He has been up a couple of times and been voted on. One year, actually, I had Cocky, Sebastian the Ibis, and Billy the Marlin all up for nomination, and unfortunately, none of them made it. But I do have today, I have a Hockman Crowder et al. Show. So, what's the word I'm looking for? So announce the jacket. This is the grand, the world premiere of the Sebastian the Ibis Mascot Hall of Fame jacket that will be presented to him Saturday night at halftime.
What is that on the pocket there?
Well, it's the Mascot Hall of Fame logo.
Okay. It looked like Cookie Monster to me, but it's
the Mascot Hall of Fame has its own mascot. It's called Reggie, which is named after Raymond Entertainment Group. Dave Raymond.
Where is the Mascot Hall of Fame located?
Well, unfortunately, now it's only online. They had a facility in Whiting, Indiana, but some oil company bought out the building and the property, and they had to close. So they're looking for somebody to win the Powerball and build a building somewhere.
Oh, I mean, how much space do they need? I could probably put it somewhere like, I don't know, maybe Ryan at Funky Buddha has in the barrel room. What if we turn that into the barrel room / Mascot Hall of Fame?
That could work. That could work.
Just spitballing. Anything could happen. Yeah, no, so is Cocky the Gamecock in the Mascot Hall of Fame?
No, Cocky is not in, and neither is Billy the Marlin.
Interesting.
But yeah, Saturday night at halftime, keep your seats.
Sunday night. Don't go to Sunday night.
Yes, yeah. I'm so used to Saturday. But I actually did a video that is going to introduce the ceremony. You'll see up on the big Jumbotron, scare the crap out of the kids. So we have actually 20 former Sebastians coming back.
Wow.
We'll all be out on the field, and Sebastian will be given his jacket. Reggie, the mascot of the Mascot Hall of Fame, will be there. And so, yeah, it's going to be kind of a fun ceremony.
What are the judges judging upon? Because way back when you were Sebastian, everybody knew the Kane, the crazy Kane that turns his beach. Who is in the damn Mascot Hall of Fame before Sebastian?
Well, go to mascothalloffame.com and you can see. But no, there's a lot of, you know, obviously the chicken. And actually this year, Sebastian is the only college mascot. There are four mascots, one from the NFL, MLB, NBA, and NHL. Is that all four? Whatever the four major leagues are. And it's kind of an honor this year that he's the only college mascot. There are other college mascots that have been inducted in the past, and Albert's not there, sorry. Alberta actually was up a couple of years ago.
Albert?
Hey, man, Alberta has no energy. Albert's doing backflips. Alberta's standing there with the bow in her head. I'm a fan. I'm not a fan of Alberta.
That's it's really cool, though. This is, like I say, long overdue. Now, do you think Sebastian maybe didn't get in the first couple of times because of his arrest record? Which is your fault.
He was detained. He was never arrested.
Right. Because Crowder, you know, famously fell from the first round to the third round based on, you know, the thought that he might be a problem. Could you have tainted Sebastian's opportunity of getting in the Mascot Hall of Fame earlier had you not been detained in Tallahassee?
I hope not. But, you know, obviously that's an iconic photo, which for those who are watching on YouTube can see.
Ah, look at that. That is such a great moment. Is that your greatest moment as a mascot? Because, you've played a number of mascots. Is that the greatest moment?
Well, probably the most infamous. Well, of course, then there was opening day of 97 when the guy parachuting in lost Billy the Marlin's head. That got coverage on ESPN. Dan Patrick would open up the Marlin segment every night with, "Bring me the head of Billy the Marlin." We played that up for a couple of months. But yeah, no, I've had some. And, of course, at Miami Maniac, we had the Maniac Wedding, which
I remember that
ESPN covered for 13 minutes. And I'm in Kenai, Alaska, in the middle of nowhere. Put my arm around some girl in the stands, and this little kid from three or four rows back goes, "Hey, Maniac, I'm going to tell your wife I saw your wedding."
Yeah, Alberta would tighten up Albert.
Well, I don't think Alberta was around when I was doing Sebastian. I might have hit on her a couple of times.
I don't know. Is it possible for Sebastian and Alberta to mate? I don't even know if it's possible.
I watch.
Well, you know, you go in the Everglades and you see these birds sitting on the back of alligators, you know, just sitting there.
Anything could happen. I mean, right time, right moment. I don't count anything out. That was my only hope in college. Well, let's just let's give it a wing and a prayer. See if this pans out.
Thursday night at Tony Roma's. You never know what you're going home with.
Brooks Reed working his magic on the keyboard. I mean, anything can happen. You get that onion loaf, you never know what's going to go on. So tell everybody again, John Ruth, who played Sebastian the Ibis back when I was going to UM in 87 to 91. Sunday night, Hard Rock Stadium, Sebastian the Ibis goes into the Mascot Hall of Fame. This is a halftime presentation?
Halftime ceremony. So keep your seats at halftime. Yeah, it'll be the first thing before the band of the hour.
And, very cool.
It'll be a cool little thing.
All right. I imagine you're excited, and we congratulate you. Obviously, this is maybe the first of a few that'll be going in
someday. I can't wait for Freddie the Flamingo to get in.
Oh, from Hialeah. Yeah.
Hey, John, I've been doing this training camp tour with the podcast I'm on, and the mascots come up and they give you five, and some of them I'll be like, hey man, what's going on? And you hear this deep voice, or some of them are women there. Hey, how you doing? Old big fan? Or you hear, oh, what's up, brother? Blah, blah, blah. Then some of them ignore the hell out of you. Is there any rules of speaking as the mascot?
Well, I mean, you're really not supposed to, but obviously, you know, I would do it on the sidelines at the Orange Bowl. You know, I got to know some of the cops. So, you know, always looking for protection. And then again, not only protection, but sometimes they needed to take me away. Sometimes you talk to some of the people on the sidelines. Yeah. Or the celebrities like yourself, you know, but it you're not supposed to. At least
you have an affect on your voice. Like, did you have a special Sebastian voice, a special Billy the Marlin voice?
I really didn't. No, I mean, I would just talk to, you know, I wouldn't talk most 99% of the time. But like, if I needed somebody to help me with something, I'd walk over and go, hey, you know, can you help me with this? Or that guy over there is, you know, cop. That guy's harassing me. Can you do something? But the only time that the Miami Maniac spoke was at his wedding. And he only had two words. And he just went, I do.
Really? That was the Maniac voice at the wedding?
Yeah, that was it. And it hurts my throat every time I do that.
Interesting. Interesting choice for the Miami Maniac.
You had to come up with something. But we actually, now that I think about it, we did a video back in the 80s for the Golden Canes when they first started them in 85, I believe it was. And so they had me as Sebastian, you know, introducing different sports and things. And so, well, just kind of doing a goofy voice like this with Sebastian and the Beaks bouncing around, you know, and I don't know whatever happened to that video, but I hate to see it nowadays because 1980s technology, it was pretty rough.
I'm trying to figure out like what should Sebastian's voice be?
Well, you know, I wore the chest protector. I was called kind of my inner tube that pumped up the, you know, that's what the two costumes felt different. The Maniac hung off my shoulders and kind of do. And but the Ibis had that chest protector, so I felt tough. And so, I mean, I think Sebastian should have a tough, rough voice.
Because should it sound more like Howard Schnellenberger or more like Michael Irvin?
Good question. Maybe a combination of the two.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it needs I'm spitballing here thinking about it.
It's still a bird. He can't have a Forrest Whitaker voice. He's a bird.
A bird. You're calling Sebastian the Ibis just a bird. Sebastian the Ibis smoked a pipe, had scars on his face back in the day. I mean, Sebastian the Ibis was a man, was a hurricane. That's why he's going. We don't need to hear about Albert and Alberta, who were just whatever they were. Nobody even knows what they are. Slash was more than just a bird. Don't let him do that to you, John. Unfortunate. John Ruth and all the Sebastian. What's the plural of Ibis? Ibi? All the Sebastian
Ibis.
at Hard Rock Stadium Sunday night, the Mascot Hall of Fame induction. You see the jacket behind John Ruth. So Sebastian will wear that jacket on Sunday night?
He will be presented the jacket. I believe he may even get a ring. I'm not sure, but
wow, very cool. So it'll happen at halftime of the Canes Notre Dame game. And yeah, you can watch it if you're there. Don't leave your seats at halftime unless you're going to Cracked to get some delicious food, Crowder, which is Crowder's restaurant at the stadium. That would be the only excuse to miss out on the halftime.
I'll have to try it out after the ceremony.
Yeah, go there as Sebastian the Ibis in the jacket. John, we appreciate your time. Congrats, and have fun on Sunday night.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Always great talking to you.
So John Ruth, the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum Executive Director and one of the greatest mascots you will ever hear from. He is just a fascinating guy with his Masters season tickets, all the stuff that he does. Yeah, so we'll talk with him, I'm sure, as the season progresses.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
50-yard field goal from the left half. Snap is down. Bunyan's kick is on the way. And it's no good.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.